Will the flying be reduced at any New York base? Will they do that with the JetBlue code share agreement? If so, how much? Also, does RHRA cover out-of-country costs? With my husband being a flight attendant and retiring and having access to RHRA, can we each use one another? If one dies before the other, would we still have continued access to the deceased spouse's RHRA?
Hi, Joe. This is Julie, and I'll take the first question, the first part of this question, and then I believe Patrick's going to finish it off for me. As far as the JetBlue code share agreement, when the company noticed this of us last week, what they basically stated is that this would actually help to grow our New York, the flights out of New York. It could help grow international flights out of there. There are some announcements of some flights that will now be doing international. So no, we definitely do not expect a decrease in flying out of the New York base with that agreement.
And the second part of that question has to do with the RHRA, this is Patrick, and the out of country is pending. The general rules on RHRA expenditures is, would it be tax deductible as an expense on my tax return? And you, of course, need to go to the tax rules for that. And the out of country is pending. The other question is about if my husband and I both retire under the VIOP and we both get an RHRA account, can we use each other's? Yeah, for simplicity, I would use my own until the spouse passed away, and then I would claim on both. But you can use both. You'd have continued access to each other's account.